And that, of course, leads us to a piece that's also on the wall, adjacent to all these other constellations, which is the 1911 Anti-Creek Negro Petition. It's not the real title of the petition. That's my language to kind of define what this petition is. What it is a document that actually comes into creation in this province. It is a petition that is comprised of approximately 4,300 signatures, about 15% of the population in and around Edmonton at the time. And it is what I liken to be a map of like-minded white individuals who are quite confident, violently confident in their desire to not have these Afro-Indigenous people coming from Oklahoma / Indian Territory coming into the country. And so this petition was preceded by a lengthy correspondence between the Minister of Interior, who was Frank Oliver. You might recognize that name. Some of you might recognize that name. A terribly racist man, very consciously went, and Minister of Interior and also Deputy of Indian Affairs at various times. And so his hatred of Afro-Indigenous people is quite thorough. He's known to have gone to the black towns, the all-black towns in Indian Territory, and discovered our self-sufficiency. Our ability to, we had our own schools, we had our own land, we were literate. If you think about the Tulsa massacre and you think about the burning of Greenwood, it's a comparable narrative. We were quite capable. We were not impoverished by any stretch of the imagination. And that was a problem for Frank Oliver. And so he had a newspaper called the Edmonton Journal, which I think it's still the Edmonton Journal. And his strategy and pushing us out was one, to create a narrative of African savages coming to rape women and, you know, steal your jobs and your land and et cetera, that literally whipped white people into a frenzy. And that led to the correspondence between Prime Minister Laurier at the latter part of his tenure. And as it escalated, it turned into a petition that made the argument that these Afro-Indigenous people coming from Indian Territory were not suitable to the terrain. It was too cold. Deemed unsuitable is the particular catchphrase. And I wanted to bring it to the forefront. One, ironically enough, it took me years to get family to admit that the petition existed. Two was the fact that when I discovered it, it was just such an interesting and I think frequent or common experience of discovering just how perhaps purposefully lost this petition was in the National Archive. There was a lot of hair flipping to help people to find the document, you know? And then also, it's just, again, this notion of it being a map. These are people in a neighborhood adjacent to each other that all share an idea, right, about what they want in their neighborhood. Think about any other not-in-my-backyard neighborhood and what that looks like. This one, however, had the additional stressor of a demand that Prime Minister Laurier stop this migration of African Indigenous people. Otherwise, they would be obliged to resort to mob violence, which, you know, lynching. And I do know of these things happening. I've yet to find the documentation of it, but I grew up with an understanding of tar and featherings in the region, lynchings, certainly very violent behaviors by the RCMP as they reflect empire. So that's my thoughts about this petition. It's introduced in this project as white terrorism, which I think is a very important thing to think about. I'm going to deviate just a little bit to say that the same strategies of maligning black people through national press and or petition writing and or the purposeful ousting of black people happened at the National Gallery just last year. Exact same strategy. And of course, that hatred has followed me onto my project at the National Gallery. And again, it continues to be a strategy that's 100 and some odd years old and seems to be the go-to way to demonize black bodies.